Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Fairfax Education Association and the Iron Workers Local 3. We appreciate their support. Folks, we are talking with some of the just coolest people in the whole wide world. We're talking with the League of Women Voters, the Fairfax Virginia League. And to help us talk about what's going on today, we've got Beth Tuden. Beth, welcome to Union Edge.
Hi, Charles. Nice to be here.
Beth, it's a pleasure. We appreciate it. God bless you guys for all the wonderful things that you do on behalf of voters across the country and holding people's feet to the fire.
Thank you.
You are with, in fact, the Fairfax Virginia League.
Right.
And you guys are growing by leaps and bounds. My goodness, what are you doing offering free coffee and donuts?
We have tea as well. Actually, we're just doing a lot of things. We've been here. We're a 97-year-old organization. In Fairfax, we've been here since 1948. Mm-hmm. We have deep roots. We were founded out of the women's suffrage movement and for women to not only just to have the vote and vote like their husbands, fathers, brothers, and such, but to think and so to get informed of the issues. And we just have continued that. Of course, men can join as well, but we very much are into voter education, into expanding the franchise as much as possible and such. And we hold candidate forums. We study issues. We advocate. We're nonpartisan. And so right now people across the nation are engaged. They're looking to make a difference. And many of them in Fairfax are turning to us and across the country too.
Yeah, you know, you guys are in a very unique position. Not only do you folks make sure a lot of polling places are up and running smoothly and everything's
yes.
cricket and all this kind of other stuff, but you guys are quite honestly on the forefront when it comes to stopping voter suppression all across the country.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, I'm an old labor guy. And, mm-hmm. and I'm also a veteran. And, you know, most of us vets think we don't care which damn fool you vote for, but it's your God-given right to vote.
Exactly.
And,
right.
you know, so as a union guy, I try and encourage people, hey, you know what? Figure it out for yourself. Don't believe me just because I'm on the radio. Figure it out for yourself. But you got to do some homework, too. You know?
Right. Right, yes, definitely. Of course, in Australia, they fine you if you don't vote.
I love that idea. I swear to God, yeah. I love that idea so much. And all my attorney friends say, we can't do that here. And I'm saying, well, you know, maybe what we can do then is, you know, let's be able to vote at any post office or
right.
mail-in yes. ballots or how about ATM machines?
Yeah,
everybody's got
an
ATM
true.
Machine.
So, you know, right now we have precinct voting and all the different things. There were many students in Virginia. Well, there were quite a few at one university here where students were registered to vote. They went in November to vote, and they found out they couldn't vote there because they were still registered at home. They weren't registered in that precinct. So there's a lot of confusion if someone moves and that sort of thing. So we always try to educate voters about where they vote, how they vote, when they can vote in Virginia. We have an election every single year. We very much are into making sure to expand the franchise as much as possible. We have fought against voter ID laws, and when they have been passed, we have fought to make sure to expand the number of IDs that are actually acceptable, which we did in Virginia. So in Virginia, actually, because of the league and some of our partner groups, we have one of the least onerous or the most permissive of the laws for voter ID and such.
How many times have you had to grab a politician by the ear and say, come here? No, I'm kidding. But, you know, this kind of thing is, you know, my goodness. I'm of the opinion, look, if you got to win by cheating, maybe you shouldn't be in the game.
Right. If you look at, there are just so many different things just with voter registration and then people who get disenfranchised. In Virginia, there's a huge percentage of the African-American population, particularly adult males, who have lost the right to vote, and we have fought for the restoration of rights, of their voting rights. And we feel, you know, you just, yes, someone commits a crime, but should they then lose their rights of citizenship for the rest of their lives? We don't think so. And so we've definitely said that. We've looked into automatic voter registration. We were pushing that this year for this season of the General Assembly. Name two countries in Europe where when you turn 18, you are not automatically registered to vote.
I don't know what they are, but I'm not even sure that there would be two countries.
You're right. There are none. In every single European country, ding, 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 you won. In every European country, you are automatically registered to vote at age 18.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
You know, between automatic registration of voting and then the Australian idea, hey, look, you could vote for this one, you could vote for that one, or you can vote, I showed up.
Yes.
You know, and if that's not good enough for us here, well, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
What about gerrymandering? I mean, you know, that's a huge problem in this country. It's almost as bad as the voter suppression laws. In your opinion, how do we knock that back? I mean, how do we get, look, I'm a huge believer that it should be a third neutral party.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get that to happen?
Well, Olga Hernandez is going to speak after me, and she's going to speak more about that. We just hosted a forum about jerry-rigged, which with one of our partner organizations. So specifically looking at what's happening in Virginia, the LWVUS has had a national position about gerrymandering for decades, as well as about the popular vote rather than the Electoral College.
Right.
Things just to make voting fairer for people, because when you have, for instance, the Electoral College, it definitely decreases turnout. It depresses turnout in certain states where people know it's going to go one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And as well, because the East Coast states tend to be, and the Midwest tend to be more the swing states, by the time it gets out west and, you know, that people are trying to vote out west and Hawaii, Alaska, they've heard what the results are. So that can depress the vote as well.
There you go. Right now, we are talking with Beth Tooten. She is the Fairfax League of Women Voters Executive Director, and she's managed to bring up her membership by anywhere from 40 to 60%. God bless you for doing that.
Well, thank you.
And you know, there's got to be a secret there, and I will buy you a cup of coffee if you tell me what that secret is. But
well, we've done a lot with social media. We've had a lot of conversations with people. We've held forums where we have engaged people in various issues. For instance, I mentioned jerry-rigged. We've had one in Under the Gun, and we followed it by an expert panel by people from Brookings and other think tanks. The jerry-rigged, we had, the experts on gerrymandering or to reform gerrymandering. We've had meals tax. Of course, we have our candidate forums. We get a lot of high school students involved. We're now work, and we also do studies. So in order to reach consensus, we have to study issues. So people come because they're interested in different issues. We've just had 2 months where we looked at the fracking in Virginia, what's permissible, what's the law currently, what are proposals, what's going on in the General Assembly. We've looked at opioid abuse and such. We looked at what's happening nationally, then in Virginia, and then specifically Fairfax County. And so when we teachers use those as well. Professors use our studies because they're balanced. We show various points of view. So I think a lot of people come about it because they are interested in various issues.
Well, there you go. And it's a wonderful thing that you guys are doing. But listen, Beth, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. I'm going to get Olga on. We'll give you a chance to sit back and listen to the program a little bit.
Okay.
But, again, listen, from the bottom of my heart, okay, to each and every one of you all across the United States, God bless you for what you're doing. I mean, really, y'all are doing the right thing. And a lot of people, politicians, I got to say, should learn a lesson from you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Listen, that was Beth Tuden with the Fairfax League of Women Voters. She's the executive director there. I'm Charles Showalter. Stick around. We're coming back. We've got Olga Hernandez coming, and we're going to talk some more about what's going on. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a Diversified Media Enterprises production. I'm Doug Cunningham. The Communications Workers of America are in labor contract negotiations with AT&T Mobility on behalf of 20,000 workers in 36 states and the District of Columbia. In a video prepared by their union, CWA AT&T workers spoke out on the issues that they're facing at the bargaining table.
AT&T, we're the ones that make AT&T.
You know, I'm going to do whatever it takes.
AT&T is raising our goals and lowering our commission at the same time.
I myself am down about $8,000.
Job security is huge.
They just recently closed the center because they had, I think, less than 100 reps, and my building has about 130 right now. Everyone just truly needs to come together.
We are a united front. We all want the same thing. We all want job security. We all want better wages.
The May Day Coalition of Los Angeles says it's planning a large march on May Day, May 1st, called We Resist in Los Angeles. The coalition consists of a broad range of groups throughout Southern California. The Los Angeles County Federation of Labor is a strong part of the coalition. LA Labor Fed Executive Secretary Treasurer Rusty Hicks says the Labor Federation is proud to stand with our sisters and brothers from across Los Angeles to send a clear and loud message that we will not stay silent when working families are attacked. May Day Coalition of Los Angeles is asking area residents to shut it down for a day, taking the day off work or school to march in unity with the rich and diverse Los Angeles community. Organizers of the march say their goal is to reignite collective resistance to demand justice and equity for all. The AFL-CIO says a bill passed by U.S. House Republicans attacks union workers at the Veterans Administration. The AFL-CIO's Director of Government Affairs, Bill Samuel, says instead of standing up for working families, 10 Democrats joined House Republicans in a betrayal of the promise to treat all VA workers fairly. House Republicans want to attack and weaken federal employee unions, and they're devising various legislative means to accomplish their goals. 246 United Steelworkers members on strike at Hecla Mining's Lucky Friday mine in Utah have unanimously voted to stay out on strike. That strike started March 13th. The workers changed the legal reason for the strike to an unfair labor practices strike. They made it clear they're in perfect solidarity on staying on strike. There have been no negotiations since that strike started.
Workers Independent News is brought to you by the American Federation of Teachers and its 1.6 million members working to reclaim the promise of public education, health care, and public services for our students, their families, and our communities. More information online at aft.org.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo, and I love the fact that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. However, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks is able to help provide over 3 billion meals to children and families in need all across the country. Join me in the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. This program is sponsored by ATU 85 and the PFT 400, both of the Pittsburgh area. We appreciate their support. Joining us now from the League of Women Voters, we've got Olga Hernandez. Olga, welcome to the Union Edge. Thank you.
Thank you for having us and giving us this opportunity.
Oh, you are more than welcome. You guys are rock stars. What are you talking about? Really? No, you are most welcome. You are, in fact, the past president of the Virginia State
yes.
League of Women Voters. And you guys are really getting it done. Congratulations on increasing the membership. But also, you guys this month are highlighting Women's History Month. What's going on?
Well, because we come from the suffrage movement and League of Women Voters implied by the name, but we do have male members, and we are always very revered to the people that whose shoulders we stand on. Right now, our biggest priority is redistricting reform in Virginia. Redistricting reform in Virginia, the legislators draw the lines, and that is kind of the beginning of the voting process. Those districts, unfortunately, are sometimes drawn so safe for one party or the other, and it's a bipartisan thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so what we're trying to do is change the law so that a commission draws the lines. We have gone time and time again to the legislature to change the law. We get killed at 7:30 in the morning, meetings of 3 to 5 members. So our remedy in Virginia, we do not have the initiative process like California and other states or like Ohio. So we have gone to court.
Okay.
And this year, there have been 3 redistricting court cases, 2 at the federal level. One of them was decided last summer, which changed one congressional district to become better planned because it was found that they had packed minorities into a district to affect the surrounding districts. So
right.
That was changed, and the third congressional district was redrawn. The fourth congressional district became more balanced, and so that case is over. There is also another case that the Supreme Court just kicked back to the lower court for the state legislative districts because they were also found to be racially gerrymandered. So the Supreme Court kicked it back to the lower court so that they would look at the issue with a different set of guidelines. So that decision is still pending. And then there's another case, which was brought up in state court, which is in our state constitution, there is a requirement that the districts be drawn compactly. And the definition of compact has never actually been litigated. And so the case was just heard last week. The decision is pending. Hopefully we will have a decision sometime in April, where the 11 jurisdictions were being challenged because of the odd way that they were carved. And so that has been our route. We work with a coalition, a broad bipartisan coalition of groups that believe that there's a better way, that legislators should not pick their voters, but the voters should have an option to pick their legislature.
Yeah, you know, imagine that.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys are making a lot of headway when it comes to beating back gerrymandering. Are you thinking over the next couple of years that you guys are going to get it to, it's not going to be perfect, but more fair?
Well, we're certainly hoping that there's a better way of doing this with a commission. And that's where the goal is. We don't know exactly what who would appoint the commissioners, but it should not be sitting legislators that protect seats. And
right.
This has been done by both parties. And so we feel that it should be a more arbitrary group that draws these lines without protecting incumbency. The 2015 election in Virginia, as Beth said, we have an election every year. And we have a very big
right.
election this year because the entire House of Delegates is up for re-election,
mm-hmm.
also governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. In Virginia, for the last 3 to 4 elections, the Democrats have won all the top seats statewide. But yet the legislature and the congressional districts have been so gerrymandered that they are very much lopsided. And so what we want is a process, not to change which party holds the offices, but to give the voter a decent choice to elect someone that they can agree with. What happens when you have these gerrymandered districts that are so partisan one way or the other is the incumbent, if it's not of the party that the district is drawn for, they really don't speak to the broad section of citizens, and thus there's polarization. And that does not help anybody, because then things don't get addressed.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I think gerrymandering is a huge problem in the United States. I think voter suppression is a huge problem here in the United States. You guys are being very effective in how you are deconstructing both. And that is such a wonderful service that you and the League of Women Voters are providing for citizens and voters all across the U.S.
Part of what we're doing with the issue is educating the public. You know, this is one of these wonky issues that most people sort of glaze over. Mm-hmm. But it is the basis of where we start in the voting process. Because if the districts are drawn so partisan to one side or the other, then people sort of say, well, my vote doesn't count and I'm not going to bother. And it turns down the voter turnout. And then there's more apathy to what's happening, unless there's a crisis or there's a scandal, then people come out. But we feel that voters should have the option to pick someone, and that all districts should be challenged. In 2015, not one sitting incumbent lost. Not one. Of the 140 that were up for election, not one lost. That tells you that the districts are drawn so safely for either party that the voter, it was a meaningless exercise to go out and vote, because nobody lost, even though millions of dollars were spent on these campaigns.
You're absolutely right. And again, these are important things, and yes, while it may be a little bit wonky, you guys are, not only are you getting it done, but you're getting more people involved, because obviously, you know, we were just talking with Beth, and your membership is growing in Virginia. I have a near and dear friend that was with the Virginia AFL-CIO in Northern Virginia, and you know, it's hard enough to get people involved. It's hard enough to get people out to advocate. But when they feel that there's no hope at all, you can't get them to participate. And if you can't get the individual rank and file citizen in this country to participate in elections, that's when corporations write those big checks, yeah?
That's when we lose our democracy.
Right, exactly.
And there's been an awakening of people this year, and in that the protection of democracy, and this is kind of the first step. We did a, and Beth spoke about it, the coalition that we work with, One Virginia 2021, naming the next time there will be redistricting in Virginia. Because Virginia has elections every year, we're the first ones to redraw our districts in the year starting in one. We just did a big push. There's a movie called Jerry Rigged that was put together by the coalition with the support of a PBS station. And we've aired it all around the state, explaining to people and talking with people as to what is this process and why does it hurt you. And so in a entertaining form, we're going out and educating. We just had two showings in Fairfax County where we had probably 600 to 800 people show up to a theater to watch this documentary so that they can better understand why this is an important issue and contact their legislators.
There you go. Olga, listen, we are coming towards the end of it. How do we find out more about you and what the League of Women and the League of Women Voters in Virginia?
You can go to our website, www.lwv-va.org, and there's more than plenty of information. We are all over the state, so you can find a unit that is closest to whatever your geographic area. Fairfax County being the biggest populated area in the state, you just talk to our executive director. But there's plenty of information out on our website, on our Facebook page. We have Twitter. So you can find us in any form. And that's how we've been able to reach out to a lot of new people that have all of a sudden become awakened to the political process and what it means to them.
Absolutely. Let me ask you a real quick question. We got about a minute left. If
sure.
I want to come out and help work the polls, what do I have to do?
Well, we generally, most of our members work actually as election officers. So we go and do that. Now, the coalition that we work with One Virginia 2021, they do stand outside the polls to garner petitions to press legislators to do that. In Virginia, like I said, we have elections every year, sometimes twice a year, sometimes mm-hmm. three times a year. We will have our primary in June, on the 13th of June, and then our regular election. Another thing that the Virginia League does is we will host a statewide televised debate for our gubernatorial election. Again, we're one of two states that will hold a governor's election this year. And all eyes are on Virginia. Virginia is a swing state, so all eyes will be on Virginia. So that's a very important, and a lot of national attention will be focused on that.
Absolutely. Listen, ladies, I have to get going. I appreciate it. Beth and Olga, you guys keep up the great work. If there's anything that we can do to help you guys out or brag about the wonderful work that you're doing, let us know and we'll get it done.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to spread the word.
More than welcome. Thank you for all that you're doing. Meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.